We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What is going on, Mark Owens? Thanks for checking out the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Hope you're having a hell of a week. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262. That's M-A-R-K-O 6262. Also, at CFB929, at CFB929. That's our college football account here for Sports Radio 929 The Game. But as I've told you many times before, it's just me talking trash on Twitter about college sports, specifically the Georgia Bulldogs. All right, now listen, this week, if you haven't listened to last week's show, go give it a listen because we spent some time breaking down the entire 2017 season for the Georgia Bulldogs with some highlights, some of the best and worst moments. Had a lot of fun doing that one. And this week's going to be completely opposite of that. I got to vent for just a minute. This has nothing to do with college football. First of all, let me talk about the XFL. It was announced last week that Vince McMahon sold off $100 million of his stock in the WWE to bring back the XFL. A huge, miserable failure about 20 years ago. He said, this time, you know, I want high-class characters. If you've been arrested, even a DUI, you're not on the team. I want this to be a family-friendly sport. It's only going to be a two-hour thing. You're going to stand for the national anthem. Well, at the end of the day, here's what it can be. If the XFL, if Vince McMahon, if he treats this like an exhibition football league, I think he's going to be successful. If he can get away from the WWE style that the original XFL was, you know, there was no fair catches, the scramble at the beginning, the WWE announcers. You got to get away from the gratuitous, like they would take cameras back in the locker room, the cheerleaders' locker room. I'll get as a male. Sure, of course I want that. But as someone who enjoys another alternate to watch or alternative to watch in the offseason, I want it to be successful. And you can't treat this like a Maxim magazine or a Spike TV version of football. You're not going to get superstar players. You're going to get the college guys who's not going to make it in the NFL, who's just looking for another paycheck. You're going to have, what, 8 teams, 10 weeks? No cities announced, no teams, no coaches, nothing like that. And we still got 2 years. I think if he can market this as a football fix in the offseason, he's going to be very successful. Now, when it comes to the whole no players with a criminal past, I mean, I understand where you're going with that, but even something as light as a DUI, I mean, everyone's made mistakes, so are you going to punish some great college football star? Maybe he wasn't good enough to make it in the NFL, but he still wants a shot to continue to play. Well, maybe he got a DUI when he was 21 years old, so you're not going to let him play? I'm questionable about that. And the same thing with the national anthem. You're requiring all the players to stand for the national anthem. Okay. Look, he also is realizing, as a businessman, there are a lot of NFL fans that were turned off by all the players that are protesting the national anthem. He's going to find a venue for those fans to go watch football. It's his league. He can do whatever he wants. Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner. One of the rules is you got to stand for the national anthem. They stand for the national anthem. So Vince McMahon, this is his lead, and he's the boss, and he runs it, and he can do whatever the hell he wants. I was laughing how angry people are got by Vince McMahon making up the rules. Well, when it's his money on the line, he can do whatever he wants. So we're still 2 years away. I'll give him credit, though. Again, everyone was talking about the XFL last week. I saw some people calling him racist. I saw him calling it a genius. I call him a great businessman. We're still 2 years away from an exhibition league, and he's got everybody talking about it. The other thing I want to get off my chest is over the weekend at SunTrust Park, we had Chop Fest 2018. Chop Fest is their version, a new version of Fan Fest. And years past, at Turner Field, you open up the stadium on a Saturday and Sunday. You invite all the fans to come down there, walk around, buy season tickets, buy your single game tickets, take some selfies on the field. You know, hopefully a handful of players will show up to sign an autograph, take a picture, let the kids, you know, throw in the bullpens. Well, now that we have SunTrust Park in the Battery, you have a lot more options. Games all over the Battery, food and drink specials in the Battery, autographs. Inside of the stadium, the Sandlot was open. SunTrust Club was open. They had panels, Q&A panels with the GM, with the players, autographs, selfie stations. They did a really good job. But the talk about Chop Fest wasn't about the 2018 season. It was about the debut of the brand new mascot, Blooper. He looks like a thumb, if you ask me. But people got so up in their feelings about Blooper. So when they unveiled him on a Saturday afternoon about 1 o'clock, 1:15, I took a couple of pictures of him and put it on my Twitter account, at Marco6262. Oh my God, you would have thought I put a picture of someone drowning a puppy. People were pissed off. The venom coming from Braves fans about a mascot was a little concerning. I had everything said to me that dumbest decision the Braves have ever made to another dumb decision for the Braves. They're ruining the game. I'm never coming to a game. You know, I'm embarrassed to be a Braves fan. These are all from adults, mind you. And I understand you want the mascot to represent your team and you kind of want it to be a reflection of your team. But at the end of the day, it is. It's just a mascot. Now, maybe I'm too close to it. You know, I work for the Braves. I've been there for 12 years now as your in-game host. But at the end of the day, I don't care. I thought Homer the Brave was fun. Too many people compared him to Mr. Met with a big old baseball head. And when they moved from Turner Field up to SunTrust, they said Homer was kind of a Turner Field thing. Let's get rid of him. Let's bring in something new, something a little more silly. Is Blooper going to be a silly character? Is he going to be falling down steps and knocking over popcorn? Is he going to be messing with the other team? Is he going to be riding around on a four-wheeler? I don't know. I don't know yet. How they play him and how they market him, I don't know what they're going to do. But I'm sure when they introduced Homer the Brave, had there been social media, people would have lost their mind too. It's just really cool to hate on Blooper right now. But at the end of the day, it's a mascot. Mascots are for kids. I'll put that line out there on Facebook, and I had a couple people come at me and say, what about Harry Dog? He's a great reflection of Georgia. I agree. I've had my picture taken with Harry Dog. I've had my picture taken with Harry Hawk. Is that his name? And Freddie Falcon and Homer the Brave and the Georgia Swarm guy, whose name I can't think of. Like, I don't hate mascots, but they do not dictate my feelings about a team. My feelings about a team is at the end of the game, if we win. That's how I judge my team, not by the employee in a furry costume running around the stadium. And if you go to a game and you see Blooper running around and you're so pissed off and you're so offended and taken back that you say, all right, kids, get your stuff. Let's get out of here. You got bigger problems because at the end of the day, it's a mascot. Again, it might not be what you wanted. It might not be what you were hoping for, but it's what we got right now. And I guess I see a little bit of the Philly fanatic, but I see more of a bear. Like I guess Orbit's the same way. The old Reds mascot looked the same way. You could see, who is it, Lucille out in the Giants looks the same. There's only so much you can do. And be honest, the Braves were kind of painted in the corner. I mean, the Braves couldn't do an Indian mascot. God, no, you can't do that. So, and you're not going to make everybody happy. And the cool trend right now is to let's crap all over Blooper. And then what you're going to see in the next couple of months is people are going to say, you know what? I want to go check out this Blooper once the season gets started. Okay, now I want to get my picture made with Blooper. Now I want to post my picture. I don't know what it is, but I got my picture made with Blooper and I saw Blooper. On Sunday at Chop Fest, my daughter was there and Blooper went running by and he's got a little big wheel that's motorized. And he was doing donuts in the concourse. Caroline saw it and Caroline laughed. So Blooper made Caroline laugh. He did his job. Therefore, I am on Team Blooper. At the end of the day, mascots are to entertain the kids because baseball can be a very slow sport. And if the kids are giggling and having fun, then the mascot wins and the Braves win. So anyway, if you still haven't seen it, where have you been? Go follow me on Twitter at Marco6262. You can see a good picture of Blooper. But yeah, as of now, I am on Team Blooper. Because, again, at the end of the day, it's a mascot and I don't care. Thanks so much for checking out the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. This is more of a rant. I guess this is more of my therapy session this week. So I appreciate you listening to me. Hey, look, hope you have a great week. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262, also at CFB929. We'll do it again next week. Get back into the college football talk. Have a great weekend and go Dawgs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.